Here on 981-2NM, the Eddie Rourke Band has a new single out. It's called One Last Time. Let's have a listen.
One last time.
Joining us to have a chat about it is Eddie Rourke himself. How are you this morning, Eddie?
Good, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. The single One Last Time. Tell us a little bit about what it's about.
Well, One Last Time is a song about an ex-partner that I was with, and I wrote the song just coming out of the relationship and just the heartbreak that I was going through and just what was happening at the time, really. It's a personal song, and I just wanted to put out something that was a bit more personal from the heart on this single, and just tells a story about a relationship breaking up, and which I'm sure a lot of us have been through, so hopefully it relates to a lot of people out there and they can connect with it.
Eddie, does the person it was written about, do they know that it was written about them?
No, I don't think so. No, that's kind of the cool thing about it.
Do you think they might be able to work out, read between the lines sort of thing?
Well, they might, actually. I mean, I don't think I'll ever find out if I'll ever figure that out, but there's definitely a chance, though. Yeah, I don't know if she follows, you know, my music. If they ever do, there's a chance, absolutely.
Mate, do you find it easier to write about your own personal circumstances, to put your heart out there for everybody to see?
The songs that are written from the heart are the ones that just come easier, like pen to paper. Like, I wrote this one in one night because, you know, the emotions were just flowing. And you know, like there's been, you know, some songs, you know, we're working out for months trying to get it right. And usually those ones, they just come out a bit forced. And this one, it just flowed like the chorus I had in my head that night as I was reflecting. And, you know, I think that Freddie Mercury said it really well. You know, if you're working on a song longer than, you know, if you get stuck on, you know, on something, he usually just scraps it and moves on. You know, this one was just, it just flowed. So that's why I felt like it was a good one to put out, because of that kind of, you know, that ability to flow, I think that kind of comes across when you're listening to it. It just sounds like it's, you know, flowing.
So. Eddie, do you find in those circumstances you're like, my heart's been crushed, she's taken it from me, but boy, I've got a good song out of this?
Absolutely. You know, that's the satisfying thing. That's the beauty of music. You know, music's been a best friend for me growing up. And, my, you know, at times, you know, I was an angry kid, you know, times in high school. You know, I'd always lean on music. Whatever mood I'm in, there's always some music to, you know, make me feel better, you know. So, absolutely, mate, yeah.
So it's a little bit of therapy for you as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Music has been a therapy for me since I was 12 and I picked up the guitar for the first time. There's just something about it. And, you know, when I'm in the middle of playing a solo or a riff or writing a song, you know, it's sort of lost in the moment. Obviously, when you're writing a song, you're reflecting on stuff. But when I'm playing guitar, like, I'm not really thinking about things that are bothering me, or, you know, something that's going wrong. It's very therapeutic.
Eddie, you're a music teacher. Is this part of the curriculum that you tell the kids that if you've got a tortured existence and something goes wrong, that's some great fodder for a great song?
Well, I teach primary school, so I'm not really going that deep with them, but I'm hoping in their future, absolutely, like, they'll make the connection themselves. But, yeah.
You don't want the kids going home and saying, "Mummy, Daddy, what's a broken heart? The teacher was talking about that for the entire day today."
Well, maybe if I have something such a bad day, I might end up, you know, putting it onto the kids, but I might lose my job. But
again, something you can write a song about.
Absolutely, mate. You can write a song about anything, yeah.
Exactly. Now, unfortunately, you're in Victoria at the moment, so I can't imagine there's a lot of touring to support the single. I imagine you'd like to be able to get out on the road at some stage and play it for everybody out there, for all the punters.
Yeah, this one's been a bit more difficult on the side of touring. We're in our second week of lockdown. We lost a gig last week, and we actually have a gig lined up at Neon Horse, which is a country music venue in Victoria, and on the 19th of this month. And that, yeah, you know, it just really depends on what they're going to say this week and if they're going to extend lockdown and all that. So, yeah, touring's been a bit shallow, but we're just, you know, really enjoying doing the interviews and promoting it online, and we've been getting lots of great feedback. I'm doing some live streams on Facebook to make up for that. We're just doing the best we can, mate. You know, that's our motto. We just keep pushing forward no matter what, you know, life throws at us.
That's all you can do, and just write songs about it in the future. Eddie Rourke from the Eddie Rourke Band, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about the new single.
Thanks so much for the chat, Andrew. Appreciate it.